My booty is wet. Hey, it's Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. Another poolside edition. So where I live in New Jersey, June is like the nicest month and it's been gorgeous. And being honest, I don't want to sit in a windowless basement recording comedy news when I can sit outside here at the table recording comedy news. So I sat down in one of the chairs and it was a little more wet than I thought. So my booty is wet. Did you see the internet was down for almost an hour the other day? Jimmy Kimmel said multiple major websites crashed due to an outage at a company he had never heard of before, a cloud services company called Fastly, which sounds like it was named by Donald Trump demanding a Diet Coke. Kimmel, Amazon, CNN, The New York Times, Pinterest, Twitch, Google, eBay, and more went offline for 50 minutes. It led to the world's most productive hour of time in the last 30 years. Stephen Colbert said it even affected the print edition's front page story, which was error 503, newspaper unavailable. Seth Meyers, Amazon's website was temporarily down due to an issue with their cloud computing services provider. But don't worry, I'm sure that flight into outer space next month will go great. Kimmel. It all came back, thank goodness. Everyone in the world hit Control-Alt-Delete at the same time, and voila, the internet is back. Whew. And James Corden said, don't worry, serious news sources like this show were untouched. Conan O'Brien is doing his last 2 weeks of shows. He has announced the lineup of guests. He'll also have a live studio audience for those. Here is the lineup. Monday, Patton Oswalt. Tuesday, Martin Short. Wednesday, J.B. Smoove. Thursday, Mila Kunis. Then the final week, Monday, Bill Hader. Tuesday, TBA. Let's come back to that. Wednesday, Dana Carvey. And the final guest on the TBS version of Conan will be Jack Black on Thursday, June 24th. As for that TBA, who do you think it is? Like, who wouldn't they announce? I'm trying to think who Conan would be into. Now, Conan recently had Barack Obama on his podcast. I'm guessing President Obama didn't come by just to do the podcast. Maybe he did the show. So the Tuesday, June 22nd episode's in the can. Maybe. Who else would Conan have on? Letterman? Would he have Letterman on? We shall see. All right, ready for one of my Grammys rants? I'll tell you why in a second. Dave Chappelle. More Dave Chappelle news. It's been a year since he put out his special 846. That's a great special. Remember that one last year? Taped outside at his Ohio Outdoor Concert Pavilion. Well, he's teamed up with Third Man Records to produce a vinyl of the special. The vinyl, also titled 846, will have a limited run of 846 copies. Let me jump in here. Now, every year when the Comedy Grammy nominations come out, you hear me do a rant about how these things are not albums, and I riff that they probably release them on vinyl in a cool store in Portland, Oregon. So here we go. Dave Chappelle's video special, 846, is technically being released as an album. 846 copies worth on vinyl from Third Man Records, which I believe is in Nashville, and I believe I've been there. Now, that'll make it eligible for a Grammy, and there's a good chance it'll win. But let me ask you, when I say to you, hey, here's a comedy album, is that what you're thinking of? Are you really thinking of about 846 copies of something pressed to vinyl? Or are you thinking of something else? You know, something that was released as a comedy album. I can't stand this. It annoys me. Love Dave Chappelle. Love 846. But when this thing gets nominated for a Grammy album, remember, vinyl and 846 copies. The B-side of Dave Chappelle's vinyl release of 846 will feature poet Amir Suleiman performing My Inside's Out and We Must Win, as well as a track titled White Noise, which is 8 minutes and 46 seconds of silence in remembrance of George Floyd and all the other victims of police brutality and systemic racism. All proceeds from the vinyl will go toward Chappelle's high school, the Duke Ellington School of the Arts. Chappelle said, "When I was a student at Duke Ellington, the teachers instilled in me the notion of activism through art. We need more soldiers for great causes on the stage." The album comes out on October 29th. You can pre-order it now. As the landscapers continue to mow the lawn behind me, Bo Burnham also will release an album. Now, last month, he released a surprise Netflix comedy special called Inside, where he explored the realities of living through quarantine. Now, the songs from Inside will be receiving their own album. It is out today. At the time of this recording, the track list hadn't been released, but the special includes songs such as Welcome to the Internet, White Women's Instagram, Unpaid Intern, Jeffrey Bezos Part 1, Problematic, Turning 30s, and FaceTime with My Mom. Your favorite podcast host is curious, will this come out on CD? Is this a proper album? Or is Netflix going to release it on vinyl in a hipster store in Portland and release 15 copies of it and then submit it for a Grammy? And then I'll do a real big rant about Grammy nominations when those come out, pointing out that two of them aren't really comedy albums. We shall see. Speaking of Netflix, they have announced Mike Myers' new comedy series. It is called The Pentinverate. The show has added six new cast members. They include Ken Jeong, you know, from Community, Mac Packer, Keegan-Michael Key. They listed his credits as Schmigadoon, The Prom, and Lion King. Can you think of anything else Keegan-Michael Key has been in that he is known for? I can't. Debbie Mazar credits Goodfellas and Younger. Richard McCabe credits The Audience Eye in the Sky. Jennifer Saunders credits Absolutely Fabulous, Death on the Nile. And Lydia West for Years and Years and It's a Sin. They will all appear alongside Mike Myers in the series, with Mike Myers set to play seven new characters himself. Production is currently underway on the six-episode show. In the half-hour series, five men have been working to influence world events for the greater good since the Black Plague of 1347. As the show begins, one unlikely Canadian journalist finds himself embroiled in a mission to uncover the truth and just possibly save the world himself. Now, if you are a Mike Myers superfan, you may recall that he referenced the Pentinverate, I can't even say that word, in the 1993 film So I Married an Axe Murderer, in which he played both the film's lead, Charlie McKenzie, as well as his outspoken Scottish father, Stuart. In the film, Stuart claims the Pentinverate is comprised of the Queen, the Vatican, the Gettys, the Rothschilds, and Colonel Sanders before he went tits up. From Snopes.com... Yeah, why them? They're your home for comedy news, obviously, and conspiracy debunking. Stand-up comedian Christina Pazitsky is resting after undergoing surgery following an injury. Known by her stage name Christina P, she is the wife of Tom Segura, who is also a comic, Snopes points out. Christina P posted an update on her injury as well as a picture from the hospital. She announced she had fractured her fibula in two places and dislocated her ankle. She had to cancel her shows in Salt Lake City this weekend and the next 6 weeks of shows. She wrote, "It sounds crazy, but in this household, we fall hard. I fractured my fibula in two places and dislocated my ankle. No, it's not on video, but yes, I was trying to dunk. More to come. Surgery went well, resting up." The references to trying to dunk and it's not on video referred to a gruesome injury sustained by Tom Segura on a basketball court in 2020, which was captured on video. Segura joked in response to his wife's Instagram post, said, "Do not tell the cops, we had a deal." Other comedians also commented. Josh Adam Meyer said, "I'm so sorry, but at least you get fentanyl." Andrew Collins said, "Brutal, can't believe Tom did this to you." And Jim Gaffigan responded with, "Oh my God, feel better." Other comedians commented as well. Nikki Glaser, Ian Edwards, Kevin Neely, Tom Papa, Taylor Williamson, Allison Rosen, and others left comments. So it's been like one day, and by like one day, I mean one day, since I told you Kevin Hart had a new project. Well, he's got another new project. Yeah, this isn't the one where you get a cab to come pick you up and somebody annoys you by doing comedy. This one is season two of his series Die Hard. Now, you may recall Die Hard debuted last year on Quibi. Remember Quibi? No, you probably don't, and no one saw Die Hard. But then Die Hard was picked up by Roku, who bought all the remnants of Quibi. Well, Die Hard has been renewed for a second season. Die Hard is the first Roku original to get a renewal. The second outing of the show will be called Die Harder. Hart will return as star and executive producer, but the rest of the cast will be announced down the line. In the first season, which I have not seen, John Travolta appeared. From Fox News, Cat Williams is the latest comedian to speak out about cancel culture. "Sure, why not?" Cat said, "If you ask all the people who didn't make it to the NBA, if you ask them if we just lowered the goal down another foot, they would all tell you they'd make it. Nobody likes the out of bounds, but the out of bounds has got to be there. Some of these things are for the benefit of everybody. Nobody likes the speed limit, but it's necessary. Nobody likes the shoulder of the road, but it's there for a reason. My point is, people weren't all that extremely funny back when they could say whatever they wanted. At the end of the day, there's no cancel culture. Cancellation doesn't have its own culture." All I'm hearing now is Yakov Smirnoff going, "In Soviet Union, culture cancels you." Kat continued, saying, "I don't know what people got canceled that we wish we had back. Who are they? It's done for reasons it's done for, and it helped who it helped. If all that's going to happen is that we have to be more sensitive in the way that we talk, isn't that what we want anyway? I'm saying your job as a comedian is to please the most amount of people with your art. So if you want to offend somebody, nobody took those words away from you, but don't call somebody this word when you know it affects all of these people. If these are the confines that keep you from doing the craft God put to you, then it probably ain't for you. Growth is part of being an adult." And that is your comedy news for today. I'm going to jump in the pool since my booty is wet anyway. If you like what I do here, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews, throw $5 in the tip jar. I will take your money. I will drive to the National Donuts chain, and I will order a large iced coffee with butter pecan, is what I'm into these days, and milk, of course. Follow the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your shows. See you tomorrow.